All right, peoples. Welcome to Christian Club. Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Is that part of your lesson, too?
Yeah.
It's written right there on the front page.
Actually, I'm just trying to, like, ease you in there, then I'm going to slam it down on you. See? I'm a very methodical, step-by-step person. I like everything.
I'm not making fun of you anymore, my bad.
I stopped you before. All right. Today's title, I've titled this, can you hear me now?
That's the title.
Can you hear me now?
Good. I can't hear you.
What's your bad?
Speak louder.
Oh, I feel so loved. Anyway, how loud do you want to get?
Okay. Don't yell at us. We're not. It's okay. I got to wait 10 minutes early. I want to hear your whole message. Move on. I never heard the whole message here. Okay.
Okay. I guess for the sake of Sarah, we got to hurry up now. Okay. All right. We're going to be reading out of James 3, 1 through 10. So if you
want.
James. 3, 1 through 10. His brother.
His brother, James.
And CEO of a king and a prophet. An apostle. Jimmy. It's funny, I was talking to Micah yesterday, and I was beginning to study the book of Micah yesterday, too. We're all there, mentally? Jimmy? James? Three? Tres? Uno? Diez? All right. Me. Everybody there? Good? Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, I had everybody else because I already knew it.
Sorry, I'm not here. I forgot my Prozac. My therapy, too. So you know good.
The title subject is, can you hear me now?
Yeah, the title is, can you hear me now? Should be had more, like, exclamation mark. Can you hear me now? All right. Starting in verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by the fierce winds, they are turned by a little small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. All right. This little message was inspired to me by the personal references in times before. So it made me think, what is good communication? So, around the turn of the century, a wealthy but unsophisticated oil tycoon from Texas made his first trip to Europe on a ship. The first night at dinner, he found himself seated with a stranger, a Frenchman who dutifully nodded and said, "Bon appétit." Thinking the man was introducing himself, he played Barnhouse. For several days, the ritual was repeated. The Frenchman would nod and say, "Bon appétit." The Texan would smile and reply, "Barnhouse," a little louder and more distinctly than the time before. One afternoon, Mr. Barnhouse mentioned it to another passenger who set the oil baron straight. "You got it all wrong. He wasn't introducing himself. Bon appétit is French. It's the French way of telling you to enjoy your meal." Needless to say, Barnhouse was terribly embarrassed. Determined to make things right, at dinner that evening, the Texan came in and nodded at his friend and said, "Bon appétit." The Frenchman rose and answered, "Barnhouse." That was kind of funny. How often have we said something to someone who wished we could have taken it back? Maybe you were frustrated or angry at a person, and the conversation just sounded like World War III. On your end, it sounded like you presented yourself well. Everything is fine, dandy, you know. You had every right to feel the way you did. That person deserved what was coming after what they did to you. Or maybe they were so annoying you couldn't stand it, and it was the last straw. Something had to give. Our sinful nature has a way of wanting to have its own way, and when that happens, it creates havoc, even if we are the wrong party. Peace and goodwill is gone, and arguments and ill will spring on. I see small mushroom clouds arising. Saint Francis of Assisi asked the Lord that he would seek first to understand and to be understood. We would all like to be understood by others, but how are you doing with understanding the other person's point of view? Are you how's your listening skills? Do you show love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control when hearing them out? In James 1:19 it says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him." Sometimes we can be so interested in giving our side that the other person doesn't have a chance to express their thoughts. I've been guilty of that myself. Do you listen and not interrupt until the other person is done speaking? Sometimes by asking questions to clarify shows that you are trying to understand and that you value the other person's thoughts and feelings on the matter. Sometimes our tone of voice says volumes more than the message itself. When you express yourself, do you sound sarcastic, rude, or harsh when expressing your frustrations and anger to the other person? I've been there. I've done that. So I've been very kind. Things don't go very good. Paul says to be angry, but do not sin. We all get angry or frustrated at others from time to time. But how we express our feelings can make a world of difference. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Many times it is not only our tone of voice, but our body language that can send a message to others. Our eyes can say, "I'm interested," or "I'm just plain annoyed and I don't care." Remember when your parent would say to do something and you just rolled your eyes in disinterest? And perhaps your mother said, "Don't roll your eyes at me." You all heard something like that before, huh?
Are you really listening? No, mm-hmm. Not really. No.
Pretty much.
And mothers know. They will really be not listening.
Mm-hmm. They got a little knack for that.
Mm-hmm.
We can express disinterest to other people when we do not give the proper eye contact when someone is... Hey, turn on the lights!
Not funny.
Oh, no!
And Adrian said, "There are lights in there." It's like technical difficulties. Because we had.
You don't want us to pay attention? No.
We're paying attention.
Sorry, Lord. Adrian, I haven't been given the proper. I haven't been given the proper eye contact. I can try if it's possible. Russian. Do not give the proper eye contact when. So we can express disinterest to other people when we do not give the proper eye contact when someone else is speaking. Sometimes it's not when you express something to somebody and then you go and you look like you're busy. It makes it look like you're not interested in the person's thoughts or comments. Especially if they have a heartfelt thing. It makes them feel like... Sometimes we get so distracted.
I don't know if I
want to
hear this.
Yeah. Don't even go there, Adrian.
Sometimes we get so distracted by other things, our thoughts and whatever might be the case. And we get so busy and wrapped up that we neglect the other person. So they think, "Why am I bothered to tell you?" So sometimes good eye contact shows them that you're interested in them.
Especially.
Yeah, that you're listening. So makes them put them at ease. You're like, oh, you are interested. Sometimes I have a bad habit of doing that. I get so distracted with other thoughts.
Adrian knows because I did that to him earlier. He's all laying out stuff to me now. I'm like, working on my computer.
He's fired. Are you the type of person a type of person to have your point across and challenge everything a person says? Someone might say, hey, I know Bob's birthday party is on a Saturday at 6 p.m. And you might say, well, I have to check on that even though the person was right. It conveys that you don't trust that person enough and the person is not faithful in the information they give. In relationships with couples, I've heard it said that men need to feel that their women feel that their women...
Repeat that again?
What?
So I'm going to keep confusing
me.
Men need to feel what?
I've heard it said that men need to feel that their woman feels that she has faith in his ability to do things without feeling he is... Write it down this morning. Feels that she has faith in his ability to do things without feeling he is inadequate. It's called a run-on sentence. I'm bad. I have a bad habit of running-on sentences. It is as much important to him as feeling cherished is to a woman. So, it's a thought to think about both ways. Can't talk these days. Should proofread in this. How are you in taking responsibility for part of the problem? When someone points out a flaw or something that has hurt he or she, do you blame shift and point the finger at another person? Do you ask for forgiveness with a humble attitude? I've always heard that if you point the finger at somebody else, three fingers are pointing right back at you. In 1 Peter 3:9, it says, not returning evil for evil or rivaling for rivaling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to do to this, that you may inherit blessing. If you are the one wrong, do you seek to repair the relationship by extending forgiveness to the person who has caused you harm? We must strive to forgive others, and not just forgive, but to forget the mistakes of others, even though they may not ask for it. It is not just for the offending party, but for you. Many health problems can avoid it if you forgive, such as hypertension. I've heard that people can be so angry and they keep grudges so long that they have high blood pressure and causes heart attacks. And it just causes a world of hurt because they weren't able to let go of that stress. And
that stress is constantly nagging.
Something
will come up and cause it to be
rebrought
up again.
Right. And they weren't able to take care of it. It causes all kinds of health deterioration. Your immune system goes and you're just going downhill. In Ephesians 4:3, it says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Wouldn't it be sad if God didn't forgive us? I mean, yeah, that would be really, really messed up. I mean, unforgiveness, that's literally hell. I mean, we're all cast, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Thank God, while we're still sinners, he forgave us on the cross, even to the point of the cross. It's amazing to me. I mean, every time we've screwed up, going to God, not just to God himself, but to other people who made the image of God, he still forgives us.
No matter how horrible and awful we are, as long as you just come back and just want to be right again.
Right. As long as you correct the wrongs, and as long as you're willing to have a humble heart. And He exalts those who are humble themselves. He makes low the proud. I think the worst thing a man can do is have pride. God hates pride. He's a haughty look because it shows a non-dependence upon him and dependent on himself and his desires and his will. When we humble ourselves, we say, hey God, you're in charge, I'm not. Let us make an effort each day to make peace with others through prayer and depending on the Lord instead of ourselves. For we can not have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, if we do not let the Lord lead. With the Lord's help, we can understand others when we die to ourselves and pick up the cross and follow Christ. In Romans 7, in closing, in Romans 12, 17 and 18, Paul speaking, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peacefully with all men.
That's very hard to do. Right, because if as much as possible, sometimes it's not possible.
Yeah, not all things are possible with God, but not with us. Yeah. It's a difficult thing.
We try.
It is. We try, but we often fail.
We can't do it on our own.
That's why we need grace.
Yeah.
So God gives us the strength to do it. And when we say, when we give up the control, which is very much hard because we want to have the control. We want everything in our control. We don't like giving up the control. And
oops, again.
Oh my God!
All of our haters. You're fired.
Yeah. I'm gonna get up.
Are you afraid of
the control right there? So you're just afraid of
we're gonna
control.
Control you, though.
It was hard.
A couple of people like hard to forgive, like in the past, just like stuff that happens to me. Hard stuff.
Yeah.
Like I have to forgive like Sarah because she used to hit me when she was 9.
She's still harboring bitterness.
Jump.
That. I'm not really here.
Let's see.
Can't you remember that long? I didn't mind, but I didn't
remember. It's funny.
See, and she's justifying her actions.
Oh, blame shifting. Did I just talk about that? It's like, I might have a problem, but he certainly does. Three fingers.
If you ever want to see how much people want to hold on to control, like AJ was talking about, we're always afraid of letting go of control. Just look at parents with a remote control of their television. Just
who has the control? Who wears the controller?
Where's the controller? I don't know. I don't know how to use this thing.
I know. I don't even know what control looks like anymore. I don't watch TV anymore.
But yeah. And it's so true that we just need to listen to be careful again, like you and Adrian pointed out at the beginning. Slow to speak and slow the wrath even. Just tear people out.
Because what I've always thought about, think about what you're going to say, please say.
Because you can get in a lot of trouble.
We can't take it back.
Mm-hmm. And once it goes out, and these are in those, down to the bookstore sometimes, that was, different things that get said, and I just go crazy from there, and you're like, I didn't mean it like that, but it came out like this, and it's going,
and people
just,
will remember it that
rumors,
way, too.
Yeah, rumors will start spreading.
Even parents would always tell their children that, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt them, but it's still not true. Mm-hmm. Words hurt even more than sticks and bones. I think sticks and stones. Yeah, well, I guess if you're a caveman, Fred and Barney style, but, it just, when things like that happen, words, I think, tanks and planes and things don't start wars, words do. When people get angry and frustrated and they have malice to each other and see?
Yeah.
Speaking of a fire.
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest, a little fire kindles, must on Adrian. The bigger fire. Look at the little fire star of that thing, and look at how much it grows.
One word can do the same
thing. One word can do the exact same thing. I think I heard it even said that, as much as you can build up with actions, I think this is what it can do. But as far as fighting, they can give somebody a hug, you can do all of this stuff. You can show them your love and your kindness by giving them stuff and by giving them gifts and building up relationships that way at the same time. But one word can just tear that entire thing down.
That's true.
Just as quick.
I remember there's a proverb that says that it's hard to win a brother back or something like that. I don't remember exactly where it says, but it's basically talking about if you hurt your brother, it's going to take a long time to get him back.
So it's like trust. You've got to be able to gain that trust back. Mm-hmm. That's very hard.
trust the... I trust nobody but myself.
And then the thing that I was thinking telling Adrian just cuts me deeply even more is just that verse we're talking about. With it, we wouldn't speak out of our mouth, with it, we bless our Father, our God.
And we curse the man. And we curse the man. Same time.
Like a potty.
We've been...
It's
like, you know, double split image there. I mean, one way, it's like in James, it's like a man, he looks at his face and then he goes around and forgets what he looks like. Same thing. So, no wonder God says, you know, to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And it's true. I mean, if we fulfill those two commandments, the Bible's that's it.
We'll speak nicely to others. We'll treat others nice. We'll, you know, we won't have to worry about the communication problems because they'll all be fine.
Yeah, he's always hunky dory. Yeah. Anyway, so let us pray. Did she have to stay for a whole message? That'd be short.
Don't expect that next week.
Next week's regular schedule.
The outreach, it's just going to be like
St. Alex time. St. Alex.
We may be there for hours, so.
Sure.
All right, I'm stopping to talk.
That's the tour, man.
Men love darkness. Apparently, Josiah loves it more.
No, you know, Josiah would start doing that from now on during the study portion. When I'm going along, he's just like, turn off the lights. And say, all right.
No, no, it's more like the fade in, fade out. So I start fading out, and he starts fading in. Right. Like, hey, you guys, switch chairs.
Let's go ahead and pray, so at least that way.
Let's pray. Yeah, we can't see anything anyway. So, dear Father, dear Lord, we thank you for so much for the opportunity and the privilege of prayer, Lord God. Thank you for the ability to, for your forgiveness mostly, Lord. For your just great love towards us, your grace, Lord God, and because you're so rich with compassion, and you're gracious and compassionate towards us, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We will be thanking you for eternity, Lord, for your mercy towards us. For we are such great sinners. And we don't even deserve all that you do for us, Lord. Father, we thank you. We ask that you would just go forth, Lord. Help us to speak kindly to one another, to consider others better than ourselves, Lord God, and to always praise you and think of lovely thoughts, Lord God, and speak of psalms and hymns and spiritual things, Lord God. And I ask that you just be with each person here and help us to go forth, Lord God, and spread your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This one? Stop.